Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, just because a lot of you guys are football fans, I give you the latest and the greatest. I do not believe anything is going to change with this Sunday's lineup of games or this week's lineup of games, although I think Thursday Night Football is done. It's crazy how fast the season went, and it's also crazy how dramatic things have been in the last week or so. We do have some good news. Damar Hamlin is improving, and he is, quote-unquote, neurovascularly intact. He's the Bills safety that collapsed on the field with what we were told was cardiac arrest. Many of us believe it was a commotio cortis where he sustained a blow to the chest, which causes heart to go into an abnormal, dangerous rhythm, or his heart to stop. We don't have any verification of that yet, because there's no way to really, there's no test to prove it, but as long as the heart structure is intact, and we found out that he went into an abnormal rhythm when there's no other reason for that except trauma, we believe that could have been what happened. Unfortunately, whenever somebody does undergo resuscitation, they could sustain lung injury. So he did sustain lung damage or lung injury, not because anybody did anything wrong. It's just whenever somebody undergoes cardiac arrest and has to go through resuscitation, there is going to be issues that happen with the lungs. You have a pump that's not working, so now you have fluid, or you have back pressure. If you have a pump not working, you have stasis. The mechanisms at play start to cause changes. And then as well as him needing resuscitation for at least 9 minutes, we're told, plus then any sort of compressions or defibrillation, that could, in essence, affect the lungs. We are being told that he is doing better, and he is neurovascularly intact, or neurologically intact. Neurologically intact is a term we use when we don't think somebody sustained serious neurological injury and their nerves are functioning. And it sounds like he's even been awake, which is fantastic. It's the best news possible, considering he nearly lost his life and had to be resuscitated twice. According to the Bills, they said, per the physicians caring for Damar Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, Damar has shown remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours. While still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact. His lungs continue to heal, and he is making steady progress. He's going to be there a while. It's going to take a while. A lot of prayers. Still, it's for those of us that watch this, you know, I'm a physician. I've seen things like this, but the average person has not, especially the average player. So they postponed the game. Well, at first they suspended it, and then, you know, I'm like, just cancel it. You can't have these players go back out on the field. They saw their friend nearly die. Some people feel he did die and then was revived. In medicine, we're like, you know, you're not dead until the fat lady sings, right? That phrase, which I think is also a phrase going away these days. So he's a survivor. He's going to make it through. But the game had to be postponed indefinitely. Is it going to be canceled in terms of not a replay, not a rematch? There's actually been some talk that maybe some of the other games are going to have to be postponed. I think the Bills play the Patriots this weekend. This is something that is causing some controversy. Remember, people take football very, very seriously. I think people take football too seriously. I love football, and I appreciate the game, and I understand how important the brackets are, but You know, you have a team who almost lost one of their own and almost saw it happen. Now, some people are saying, but we see, you know, people collapse all the time. We see near fatal injuries all the time. Why this one? You don't see cardiac arrest. We've seen it in kids. We've seen it in high school. We've seen it. We've seen these things. But with the NFL, we don't see it that often because they've had cardiac testing. They're very thoroughly vetted. So this doesn't happen on the field. And so a blow to the chest, which we believe is what caused this, at the wrong place at the wrong time, can cause an injury like this. It makes people rethink what they're doing out there on the field. Now, I do believe football is going to move forward this week. I think they're going to... and also part of it, too, is... One is, are the players ready on the Bills side? Number two is, are people being insensitive? So there's a lot of things people are balancing when it comes to PR, when it comes to, you know, do we move on and you know, not look like we're acknowledging the, you know, grave danger that these players take on, or do we stop everything and hold, you know, prayers and vigils and all that until he gets out of the hospital? I think the former is going to happen where they're going to show that, they're going to, spend probably like a moment of prayer. They're going to honor him for, you know, the strength and pray for his recovery. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to play for DeMar. But, it's very interesting to see how people react to this. You know, as a doctor, I always have to remind myself, and I remind my students, patients don't know what you know. And what you've seen and what you've heard and what you've smelled and what you've experienced, other patients don't. And so, you know how you're on a plane and there's some pretty bad turbulence? So the first thing you do is you look at the flight attendants to see if they're worried. If they have their game face or poker face on and they're like, oh, seatbelt signs up. Are you comfortable? Yeah, you know, we're gonna resume drink service in a few minutes, just as soon as the pilot says we can. Yeah, and you see them being all calm. You're like, okay, no big deal with the turbulence. But if the turbulence is crazy and you start to see the steward, you know, the flight attendants get shaky, then that's a problem. So I think everybody's looking to watch, you know, what are the doctors doing? What are the Bills doing? What's the NFL doing? And so, you know, the good news though, like I said, we have good news. DeMar Hamlin's improving. Didn't appear to sustain severe neurological damage. The fact that he could be waking up and breathing partially on his own is huge. Thank God. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DR-DALIA.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so while people were in the media and on social media thinking that the Idaho police of Moscow, Idaho, were taking their sweet old time, and how could they not figure out who the killer was of these four college students? The cops were actually on it. And they, kudos to them for not being distracted by all the noise. But they went by the slow and steady wins the race, and we're going to do this job right and let all the haters insult us and say we're not doing our job and we're not, but no, we're going to make an arrest, and when we do, we're going to have the evidence and we're going to do this right. And
they had said they were in contact with the families the whole time. Because, you know, I'm watching this going, well, the families must be beside themselves. The families must be, my guess is, they were telling the families, we are close. We, you know, we're with you. This isn't, you know, because it just seemed like, you know, how do four people get murdered and in a small town and nobody knows what happened? It sounds like they did have some pretty good ideas, but they had to build their case and do an arrest properly. So interestingly, in the news, people have been criticizing the Indiana cops who had pulled over the suspect, Brian Kohlberger, and let him go, allegedly. But there was more to that. It's not that they pulled him over for speeding, and, well, luck of the draw, didn't know he was a suspect, and, you know, fine by me, go on. Apparently, this was actually deliberate. And we are being told that the FBI had been watching this car for a while. The suspect had changed the license plates days after the killings. But FBI was aware. And so we're being told that law enforcement wanted images of the 28-year-old and his hands. And they needed, as soon as possible, an image to see if there was any trauma to his hands or anything that he could, because remember, there were defensive wounds on a couple of the victims. So what happened to the suspect? We are being told he was pulled over twice in Indiana for tailgating, which sources are now saying that was at the request of the FBI. Law enforcement source told Fox News that the FBI team wanted images of his hands to see if he had any cuts or bruises. Experts believe that the fixed blade knife was likely to dull quickly, which would have caused injury to the attacker because of the physical force required to kill. From the footage, it does not appear as if he has any marks, even though everybody's trying to look at his hands and all that. But he was pulled over 15 days prior to being arrested. Documents say that he switched his license plate on November 18th, 5 days after students were killed. Authorities are trying to link him to the case actually, they found, and there's a typo in this, what they found was his DNA. And there was DNA on a knife that was left lying next to one of the victim's bodies. Now, this is a PhD student studying criminology. Maybe he wanted to be found, but he left the knife. That's, you know, there's a lot of questions about this. I'm not saying, you know, the Idaho police have figured it all out, but they were building a case. Idaho police today released a trove of documents, according to Daily Mail, showing DNA was found on a knife sheath that was left next to one of the bodies, the sheath, and that he stalked the property 12 times before the night in question. The sheath was tan leather, and it was next to the corpse of Maddie Mogan. Kohlberger's DNA was found on the snap button enclosure of the sheath, and then was later positively identified to match. Sources have also said they used DNA tracing from these genealogy sites. You know how some people do Ancestry.com or... what's that, 123, something in me, 123? There's a bunch of different ones where I really don't have any desire to know who I'm related to. You know, I come from, you know, a very interesting family, but sadly, you know, I have a family where sometimes it's, okay, what do you want? What do you want? Sometimes it's kind of nice to live in obscurity. But cops obtained the sample of his DNA December 27th when they stole trash from his family's house in Pennsylvania. The sample returned a 99.98% match with the sample found at the scene, and it matched to the father of the suspect. So the affidavit also shows how cops used surveillance camera footage from his campus apartment in Washington State to track the movements of his white Hyundai Elantra on the night in question. And he has been now arrested, extradited, and accused of murdering Maggie Mogan, Kaylee Goncalves,
Zana Kernodal and Ethan Chapin. That happened November 13th. The arrest happened 6 weeks later, December 30th. But police have been very discreet because they wanted to do this right. And I get it. It's been a long 6 weeks. It's been scary. I know the town has been on edge. I still am concerned that there might have been a second person to murder four people and not one of them wake up and be able to, you know, run or leave either it was very meticulously thought out or he had help. Surviving roommate Dylan Mortensen saw Koberger in a black mask. She had heard cries and called. They say there's someone here. Zana Kernodal had ordered a DoorDash, which arrived 20 minutes before the killing. Now, this is interesting because we were under the impression that everybody was asleep when this happened. Koberger had visited the house at least 12 times before the murder, and he turned his phone off on the night of the killings to avoid detection. So, sadly, you have somebody who's a PhD student in criminology who put a lot of thought into this, can't outsmart the cops, can't outsmart the FBI. And I'm glad they found him. But very interesting to see that he was pulled over on purpose. I know some of you are going to go, no. You know, they're trying to, you know, cover everybody's butts and make it look like it was all a part of the plan. I don't know. They said that the FBI had him stopped twice. He and his father drove 2,500 miles in his white Elantra from Idaho to Pennsylvania. Law enforcement sources told Fox News agents they were desperate to know if he had any scratches or injuries on his hands. Now, that is interesting because he was pulled over weeks after. He didn't have any obvious cuts or bruises, but, you know, how do you know? Skin does take a while to heal. So I am hoping that he was the only one, and I am hoping that that town can go back to living life. And, you know, college students are very vulnerable. And, you know, we look at college students as young, as happy, as, safe because it's a college town. Colleges are not safe. They never have been. We think they are because we watch in movies. We see everybody having fun. You see some guards. But when I went to campus, when I went to school, there were places you avoided because those were rape locations. And you just don't go there. Not enough lighting. Now campuses have these buttons where if you feel you're in danger, you could push them. Not all of them do, but some campuses do these where you could hit the button and it's in a lit area and you just scream. You stand there and a guard that should be nearby and be able to come to your aid. But I had known the apartments I lived in off campus were dangerous. People were being raped and killed nearby. It was not safe. That runner, that mom who was running earlier last year, was running near campus or on campus, and she got abducted. So when we send our kids to school, we tell them don't drink too much, don't get alcohol poisoning, don't let anybody give you a drink because it could be roofied. You know, do we prepare our kids that there could be murderers there and they will stalk and they will prey upon young co-eds? And we have no idea what this guy's motive is. You know, but we have very mentally ill people among us. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News update. The House will try again to elect a speaker today with no sign that today will be any different than the past 2 days. 20 Republicans continue to not vote for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
This Republican Party within the House is disinterested and incapable of governing, and that is unfortunate.
A view from Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse. The strongest words, though, aimed at the rebels come from another Republican, Dan Crenshaw of Texas.
These members contribute nothing. Nothing to our majority. They contribute nothing to the conservative movement.
Crenshaw on Fox News last night. President Biden will visit the southern border sometime next week as he heads to Mexico City for talks with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. Another atmospheric river is dumping inches and inches of rain on already soaked land on the California coast. And that means more feet of snow coming to the mountains of California. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're going into our third year of this, this great resignation is not letting up. And the psychology behind people not wanting to work needs to be investigated and fixed already, because this is really going to affect our economy. It's actually going to make our recession, and it is making our recession look a little different. A lot of times recessions appear to be employment and labor driven. Yet you have places that can't get employees to work, and so they can't even make their bottom line. In fact, I'm hearing Amazon is going to be doing a lot of layoffs. And we got ourselves into this mess because of the lockdowns. Once you gave people the choice of not working and getting money instead, it really changed the whole dynamic of, you know, make your money for nothing. And it's was the impetus of this. Now, there's other issues fueling it. Because many of you are like, but didn't we stop the extra unemployment? Aren't we reviewing people who go on unemployment anymore? Not all the states. Some of the states are still shelling out the unemployment without people having to show that they got turned down for a job. Or, you know, if the money passed and the money states, the states are going to use the money. And there's a lot of advantages people have if they don't work. There's a lot of extra financial advantages. The health care, the rent relief. So that's why articles of, and studies have come up showing that the average person in some states might have to make six figures just for it to be worth it for them to apply for a job, because they make so much more not working these days. But here's the other problem. The individuals that want to work and go into that restaurant or go into that store or go into that hospital, they're overwhelmed. When their colleagues or coworkers are calling out, are saying, you know what, I'm done, it was easier on unemployment, now they're working the job of two or three people. And you are hearing, even though this is something I've never seen in a recession, but, you know, people are quitting because they could get these other benefits. And it's, you know, how do we roll that back? It is very difficult to give something and then take it away. And once you give it, the cat's out of the bag. And so then those individuals will say, you know what, I am going to work. I need to work. I got to get away from the house. I got to get away from the kids. Husband, wife's driving me crazy. I need to work. Work is hell. They have a boss or a manager who's stressed because there's no staff. They have to run tables, and they have to run the store, and they have to stay late. And they're like, wait a second, why am I doing it? At some point, they burn out, which is why if you're an employer and you have employees, just thank them for showing up. Just be grateful. But that doesn't make a good business model, to be at the mercy of your employees. If your employees can hold your business hostage and walk out, and you can't function. You need to be able to have employees such that if you do have somebody that disrespects a customer or steals, you could fire them. We're hearing that you know, we talk about the crime and the shoplifting from criminals. Nobody's talking about the employees who are stealing. You're a boss. And you need somebody to open up that store. And that person is blatantly stealing. But you outweigh at least the store is open. That's not a way to run a business. And I'm not saying all employees. There's a lot of good employees out there. But I don't think the thefts are just the customers. You have employees going, everybody's stealing. They'll blame it on the customer. Why? They aren't going to blame it on me. So this is a very, very deadly scenario for retail, for entertainment, for tourism. When you have people that don't want to be there. And I work a lot. I work a lot. But even I have noticed that I am not taking certain job offers I've been offered because of the workload. Now, look, I've earned my time to say, you know what? I don't want to work 120 hours a week. I just want to cut it down to maybe 100, which I do. All right? I've earned that right because I put in my dues. I didn't see my kids grow up. I had that practice for years where I was there at 6 a.m. and I left sometimes till 10 at night. You know, I have a right to say, you want to know what? I want to take a morning off, or I want to sleep in once in a while. But you have a lot of young individuals who haven't even experienced work who, you know, they hate it. Working isn't easy. Having a boss sucks sometimes. Yeah, how many people really love their boss? Most people don't love their boss. You might love your supervisor. You might love your manager. You might love your superior, but you might not love your boss. You might not love your coworkers. So how do we change this? In order to get people who want to come back to work, one is work has to be enjoyable. Well, how do you make work enjoyable? Well, everybody does their job. But if you can't get people to come back, and you're the only one working, it's really hard to find that enjoyable. Now, I like that scenario. I like that scenario. When there were waitresses who didn't show up, and I had to cover their stations, I loved it. Because then I could tell customers, look, guys, you know what? We're short-staffed, and I'm doing the best I can. So give me a get-out-of-jail-free card, and I'm going to do the best I can. And the people would just be shelling out those tips. Yeah, so I kind of like scenarios like that where I get to swoop in and save the day. But you can only do it so long. It's exhausting. So we need to, one, make it worth people's while to come back to work. Make sure other people are working. Pay them better. Make sure they're getting work-life balance. And make sure there's not a more lucrative option to not working. An employer's biggest competition was the store across the street paying more money. Now their biggest competition is the government. Employers cannot compete with government. They're not supposed to have to compete with government. And government handouts are competing with the salaries that employers are trying to make. Employers can't do it. And eventually the government can't do it. So this great resignation is not improving. And it hurts you and I. For those of us that might not have employees, we're feeling it because of the inflation. Prices are high. You try to buy a diet soda at a restaurant, you're paying $5. $5 for a glass of Coke? Good, because then you'll drink water. But we're paying for that because that employer has to pay their employee more just to keep them. Employers have to pay their employees more than the government handouts. That's a problem. And if we try to tell society, look, you have to prove you can't work, show your disability, and go back to the 1990s, people are going to freak out and they won't vote those congresspeople in or those elected officials in, and they're going to choose the ones that say, no, we need to still do the handouts. And it's very frustrating because those individuals are also getting hurt by the rise in inflation. Inflation will not go down if employers have to keep paying higher and higher and higher wages, and if they can't deal with the ceiling. And if they can't stay open, and I'm seeing some stores, they're closed down 2 days a week because of no staff. Well, then that means those other days of the week, they need to haul butt. So the psychology of somebody who doesn't want to work is the longer this goes, the worse it's going to be. And you're not going to find a job you love. I love radio. I love medicine. But there's going to be parts of the job that suck. That's real life. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have Mounjaro, the tirzepatide, the Wegovy, the semaglutide. These medications are phenomenal in how they help treat type 2 diabetes. Now are getting FDA approval for weight loss. Semaglutide, sold under the names Ozempic and Rybelsus for diabetes, but Wegovy for weight loss. So it's the same, but it has another name. They work Manjaro, they work on your hunger hormone receptors, GIP, GLP-1, and the Manjaro works on, is a dual incretin, or twin cretin, we call it, to work on those receptors. And they work a little different, each of them. And the medications are pretty expensive. But in these studies, they have found that the average weight loss can be anywhere from 10 to 22.5%. Now, these medications were designed to help people with diabetes. That's, and they're not brand new. Remember Byetta as an atide? Byetta would help with weight loss. We saw, these are GLP-1 medications, Victoza, and they've been upgraded. There and so we have these not only the GLP-1 but also the glucose dependent insulin tropic polypeptide, and they make your body feel fuller, gives you more satiety, and so it's groundbreaking. The problem that I have with them is I don't know how long term you could be on them. One, they're expensive. Number two is I'm getting patients with GI upset, nausea, gastrointestinal issues. One had a pancreatitis. So we have to start you low, and we have to make sure that you have intense lifestyle modifications. And as with any of these medications, after a while, the newness wears off. And you might notice that you're going to start plateauing. And I've been around the block for a while. I've been around when Phentermine and Zenical and, gosh, we had Boniva. Or there, not Boniva. Gosh, what was that other one? Oh, gosh. It was a drug that had to be taken off because it affected people's blood pressure. And I got to remember its name. And we had Fen-Phen, and then we had to reevaluate that. And so the problem is every few years we have something that hits the market. And I have never seen a person be able to take Phentermine or Speed long-term and have it continue to lose weight and keep their weight off. After a while, it stops working. Or they just can't handle the side effects anymore. Or their doctor says, I don't like the heart rate, I don't like what it's doing to your heart, get off of it. We have Contrave, which is the naltrexone, and bupropion. There are all sorts of things out there, and maybe Wegovy and Manjaro will be the ones that are long-term. But I just want everybody to be pretty realistic and have their feet on the ground with this one. Because as the FDA may approve now Manjaro for weight loss, Eli Lilly medication, I can't promise you this is going to be long term. And the reason why, and, you know, I've dieted, I've seen it all. There's no magic pill for weight loss unless you stop the carbs, unless you exercise, unless you drink plenty of water, unless you eat smaller meals and not always act on your hunger. The weight's not going to stay off. And the problem we have is people will say, yeah, but these medications will get me going. They'll get me going. If I lose the weight, I'm going to stick to it. And I, you know, their heart's in the right place. And it's logical thinking that if you get some positive reinforcement, you're going to keep it up. But these habits are tough to break. If your body has been trained, you know, to eat cereal or to look at a piece of cake and stick a finger in the frosting, or to have a glass of wine or champagne and, you know, then maybe do shots on New Year's, you're not going to stick to the plan. The people who are skinny are usually the ones with great metabolism but have always had good eating habits. And I think metabolism is a part of it. And a lot of people say, oh, it's not metabolism. Uh-uh. There are skinny people and there's heavy people. In my family, everybody's heavy. And I mean, it took an act of Congress for me to be as skinny as I was in medical school. And I mean, I didn't eat. I didn't have time to eat. I had the babies. I lost the weight after the babies. The women in my family were like, what is wrong with you? And then all of a sudden, when perimenopause came, boom, the weight came on. I mean, genetics is there. So to fight the genetics, yeah, you might need a medication. I am not anti-medication for losing weight. Some of us just don't have it. And we need, just like with cholesterol and coronary artery disease, you either got it or you don't. And for those of us that got the bad genes, you're going to have to use the medication. That's what medication's for. But we have people calling saying, I want the medication. I want to use this to lose weight. We don't have enough of population data, the realistic. I mean, I know there's clinical trials. But we don't have the practicality of it, of people saying, you know what, I just couldn't do it after 6 months, or I couldn't afford it, or my insurance wouldn't pay. And after you go off of it, you will gain weight, unless you have 1,000% revamped everything, just like these gastric bands and gastric sleeves. Whenever I see a person who had a gastric band or gastric sleeve, I look at their weight, and they're still heavy. And I'll ask them, you know, how much did you lose? Oh, I lost 50 pounds. I lost 60 pounds. I lost 120 pounds. It's great. How much did you gain back? Most of it. Now, when you do go for bariatric surgery, they do have psychologists on board, they have counselors on board, and they have you go through a plan. But if you go back to your large meals and your eating habits and your lack of exercise, and the other problem, too, is remember, we're aging. So we gain when we age. So you also have that force. So talk to your doctor about Mounjaro, Wegovy. I cannot say that I know enough about if you could use it long term. Have I had patients that are saying, I can't handle the nausea? I don't like how I feel on it? Yes. And you could only take anti-nausea medicine so long. Now, mind you, if you're nauseous, you don't want to eat. But is that sustainable for 40, 50 years? It does you no good to lose a whole bunch of weight by June just to have it all back by December. So I am optimistic about it, but I don't think this is going to be the game changer for life. I think it's going to be a hell of a lot easier than taking speed, because I do not like the idea of, you know, people trying to take fentanyl for life. But, I mean, it's costly. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.